by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness, the righteous life in our life. Now, I'd like to just say how many of you see it, but I won't. But I want to show you the shift that is made. It's dramatic. Verse 2, Christ. Verse 4, Christ. Verse 5, Holy Spirit. He's made a very subtle, don't miss it, dramatic change. See? We have a change now. First, of course, is a change from law to faith. See, you'll notice the word faith there. So we changed that. We've added a word that wasn't in there before. Instead of trying to go to be circumcised, we now move to the word faith. That's the first obvious thing. But notice another very important change in by Paul. Verse 2, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Verse 4, you have been severed from Christ. But now in verse 5, when he tells us how, now we're getting into how. Okay, Paul. Okay. It's not by law. It's not by circumcision. It's not by keeping the law. Would you please tell me how? How then, Paul, am I to live as a new creature in Christ? Verse 5. For we, through the Holy Spirit, by means of faith. When he gets to the how to live the righteous life, Paul switches to the Holy Spirit. Now, why does Paul make this switch? Why does Paul... Well, there's the two classic things that Paul is doing here. He switches from law to faith, from Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit. Now, why does he make this dramatic switch, this very important switch? Well, let me just start off with a very important phrase by Paul in 2 Corinthians. The Lord is the Spirit. We'll start off with that. The Holy Spirit is the one who is going to empower us to live a righteous life. The Holy Spirit is the